Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And the show is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning, streaming live at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio. And you know we like acoustic sessions here on the show, especially live ones, brought to you with support from Bankers Title, handling your commercial and residential closings. You can call Carol Butler at 409-7614 or look for her number on our website, hunteratsunrise.com. Bankers Title, integrity, security, and excellence. And also with support from Christine Wern and the CRISM Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. You can check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com for more information. And joining us here on this wonderful Sunday, the first Sunday of summer, is David Stoddard. David, how are you today?
Puckish.
What's that? What is that?
Puckish. And
you are puckish.
And irascible, I guess.
Puckish and irascible. Well, great. Normally they just say, I'm doing all right.
Fine.
Yeah, I'm doing fine. But that one's a new one on me.
Oh, good. Nice. I love that.
What would you say, like, unusual?
Well, yeah. I hope so, in a good way.
You
right?
sound like you relish that. That's good.
I do. It's, life's too short to be fine.
Well, what would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
Well, I wrote a song yesterday, and I'm going to try it and see what happens. I am not the protagonist in this song.
You're not?
No. So
does that make you the antagonist in the song?
I'm the anti-protagonist in song, perhaps.
All right. Okay.
Anti-penultimate antagonist.
Did you also make a title for the song, or is it untitled?
It's called Love Is Not Enough.
Okay.
And it comes from this idea that it is sort of is for people who are in relationships and both of you are giving it all you've got and it's lovely, but it's something just is not right.
Okay.
And that's sort of what that's about.
Excellent.
So it's a little heavy maybe, but I don't think I've ever heard a song like this before. So I decided I might want to write one. So.
Excellent. Here is David Stoddard here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Father was a strongish man, and she wishes now that she'd have listened more. She thought that he was selfish, but his love was more a window than a door. And you can't tell children anything, and he hoped that she'd been watching and that something was revealed in what he did. Something to prepare for some moment in the future. But who can tell with such a hard and restless kid? They know love is not enough. Love is not enough. They don't know what else there is, but love is not enough. Love is not enough. Oh no, love is not enough. They're not giving up because they know that love is not enough. She understood the consequence she undertook to make that certain leap. Cause skin is skin and time is time, and sleeping doesn't have to mean to sleep. And she knew what she was doing and what it meant to be alive. And to find love doesn't mean you need to fall. And it's all that she could offer was to take that halfway journey that in the end was not that far at all. But she knows love is not enough. Love is not enough. She doesn't know what else is there, but she knows love is not enough. Love is not enough. No, love is not enough. She's gonna not give up because she knows that love is not enough. There are two-way streets and hearts that beat in different ways. And there's dark and light and wrong and right, and there are shades of gray. does everything he asks of her, and he answers with an eye roll and a smirk. She's wrapped around his little finger, she's leashed, and he can lead her with a jerk. At first he seems some ideal, a masterpiece in oil, in which the shadows reveal more than what is shown. And now she looks back on the years and highlights faded to a point. She's forgotten now what she was sure she'd known. But she knows now that love is not enough. Love is not enough. She doesn't know what else there is, but she knows that love is not enough. Love is not enough. Love is not enough. She's not giving up, cause she knows that love is not enough.
Yeah. Yeah, David Stoddard here on Hunter at Sunrise. And see, friends, this is how you are an audience in the studio. Kelly Murphy knows. You got to applaud. You got to applaud. And she's doing a great job as well.
And thank you at home for applauding as well.
There you go. Wow, what an intricate song to write. Did you write that all in one day, just yesterday?
Yeah, just a couple hours yesterday. I had a day off.
You had a day off.
And I thought I would try to put some things together. Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting. Well, you are indeed the lyricist, I must say. There was a lot in there.
Well, you're very kind. Thank you.
Yeah. So you're from Minnesota. Why are you so far away from home?
Well, I've been a Midwest guy for all of my life, really. I grew up in a little town called Green Bay in Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
That some of you may have heard of.
Yeah. The Packers. That was my favorite team when I was young.
It's sort of driven into you as a child. There is no other thing. In fact, in Green Bay, the Packers aren't even in the sports section. They're in the regular section.
Oh, my gosh.
Sort of the...
I'm curious, though. How did they react to Bart Starr passing away here recently?
Well, they're still talking about it.
Really?
Actually. Yeah. It's he cut a long swath. There was a long shadow of sort of a gentleman. And when I was a kid and we'd play football in the backyard, the house next door was Bart Starr's house. That's where Bart Starr lived.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we'd play basically backyard football in Bart Starr's backyard.
It was, wow.
It's really, yeah.
Man, can I get your autograph?
He tells a story about taking my little sister to the emergency room at one point when we were kids, and my parents were saying, yeah, we were sitting there in the waiting room waiting for them to check over your sister, and Bart Starr's wife was in there with one of their kids too. So it was, I mean, it really speaks to this town, which is smaller than Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Yeah.
It's smaller than Fargo. It's small. It's you know, it's about a little over 100,000 people.
Yeah.
And so this sort of national spotlight thing,
yeah,
is really sort of
imagine
on
that
everybody.
Their team was incredible. It just kept going for years.
Yeah,
it's this little small town. It's hard to believe, and we can't get one NFL team in this place. And there's 1.5 million people.
Oh, you can do it!
Oh my gosh! But tell us a little bit more about yourself. I know that you have won a number of awards. One you won at Kerrville, and that's a big singer songwriter gathering.
Yeah,
tell me about that.
Kerrville is culture and a community unto itself, the festival there. I like to think that there are those of us in the sort of independent music community. That means writers and folk angels and people who support in terms of venue operators and DJs and, mm-hmm. and people who, I mean, this is an actual community. We a lot of times feel like we don't get huge support from the community at large, but we do sure like ourselves. And so we have a community, but it's not defined by any space. And mm-hmm. so Kerrville is the place that is generally considered the place where we all end up and finally get to be in physical contact with one another. And there's a few conferences around the country where we can all go. But Kerrville is where we get to just sit for several weeks and become family. And it's a giant family reunion every year. For those of you who are not necessarily in the know, Kerrville is a giant folk festival. It's 18 days long in the hill country of Texas. It's a pretty special place.
If you play there, you're no slouch, and you won the New Folk Award there. So
I did with a number of other people. And in fact, that's the year that I met my friend Carl Wern, who he and I are playing together later this week. But
a little bit more here in a minute about that.
Yes, we will. It's one of the big events of the festival. It's what they call the New Folk Competition, and they take something like 800 songwriters who send in demos, and they have a couple of songwriting judges who pare them down to about 32, and over the course of a couple of weeks, these 32 people play, and then they pick a winner, or six winners, and six winners are called the New Folk winners. A couple of very prominent people have won that, and a couple of very prominent people notably have not won it. It really highlights the idea that songwriting is not a contest.
Yeah,
and the art that we are involved in is really much more about human connection, and we do it in the guise of a contest sometimes.
We're talking with David Stoddard, by the way, and we are up live on Facebook. And if you see it in your feed, just go ahead and share it with your friends so everyone can see David Stoddard. Now, as I was preparing for this interview, I noticed that you play not just the guitar; you play a lot of different instruments, don't you?
Yeah, my main instrument is the piano.
I
kind of made it a decision a number of years ago to maintain the aesthetic of a real piano. And so if there's one around, I will play it. And then a keyboard, I suppose I'll play it.
Yeah.
But I like to play a real piano, and I play a little accordion. It's nice to have a little bit of a couple of tools in the tool belt, I guess, to say.
When did you start writing songs?
In kindergarten.
Really?
I think my first song was about how to identify which hand was the left and which one was the right.
Did your teacher ask you to do that, or did you just do that out?
Something that got stuck in my head.
Really?
Yeah, you know how it is. If you've ever gotten a phrase stuck in your head, mm-hmm. And sometimes it won't let you sleep, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, well, then that's exactly what it is. You must have something that resonates and with the vibrations of your brain a little bit, and suddenly, you know, you build on those ideas, and there you go.
Wow.
Songwriting. Ta-da!
Well, Murphy was just telling me that you also have a radio show. Tell me about that.
I do. I had this idea, and this is something else that sort of sprung from Kerrville. And we've heard these songs, and we were listening to your show today, of course, in here, and talking about the songs, and even songs like "Walking on the Moon," which is my favorite Police song.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I knew that. That's why I played it.
Yeah, well, so nice. I feel so welcome for that. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We often feel like we're not heard on the radio enough. And so I had this idea in my little town that I live in. I live part-time in Minneapolis and part-time in a little town on the far western part of the state called Fergus Falls in Minnesota.
Okay.
Hello, Fergus Falls. And
they're probably listening this morning.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah, this is going nationwide.
We're
worldwide.
Yeah. And I had this idea that there's such good songs, and there's absolutely nothing wrong with them that wouldn't, you know, they fit on the radio. And so I had this idea to just play a bunch of independent songwriters, and I took it over to my local radio station, KBRF and Z103, and I said, hey, I have this idea, and I'm so grateful. They were on board the entire time, and they said, let's do this. And so for the last 13 years, I've had this show on the air that features only independent songwriters. Once they moved to a major label, I don't play them anymore.
Interesting.
And so it's all independents.
You have a name for this show?
It's called Northern Roots Radio.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's, thank you. And
you're very welcome.
And it's, that's all we play is independent songwriters. And there's generations of people who've been coming and gone, whose music will change your life, and it doesn't necessarily get on the radio all the time.
Yeah,
and
that's for sure.
That's what it's for. That's what we do there.
Yeah.
It's very nice.
We're talking with David Stoddard here on Hunter at Sunrise. Would you like to do another song for us here?
I would love to.
Excellent. Which one is this?
This is called Psalm 159.
Oh, okay. This is an original song.
It is, and it's. Remember back in 2012 when the world was going to end?
Oh, yeah.
And because of the calendar.
In which day? Because it's had many,
it was
many
days. It was December 12th, 2012, okay. I seem all to right. remember. That it was the day that the Mayan calendar ran out.
Right.
And so I wrote this on the National Day of Prayer.
Okay.
Because the world didn't end. I'm sorry. The world didn't end. I'm not sure if people were aware of that or not, but the world did not, in fact, end. And we're all still here. So,
I'm glad you told me that because I was worried.
So this is a song, and here it goes.
Excellent. Here's David Stoddard here on Hunter and Sunrise.
Every generation is thoroughly convinced that they've reached the very apex of theologic learning. And in their minds, the signs combine for only one conclusion. Any moment now, the Savior is returning. And they're all disappointed when the time has come and gone and their enemies have not been smote to ashes. From Nero to Napoleon or any Democrat you'd mention, they've all felt that sting of verbal Christian lashes. Anyway, it's not like you're in prison and we're carrying some torch. For Christ's sake, you're in heaven and we're stuck out here on the porch. Jesus, where the hell are you? And what in the hell is taking so long? We're all here, we're just patiently waiting, pretending that we all get along. And I get that we're not worthy and we're totally depraved, and we hum along with hymns and we should be singing. And while we're waiting, that we shouldn't dance or play gin rummy. That part's a load of crap, is what I'm thinking. And I see where when you do come back, it's gonna be just like a movie, with fire and smoke and trumpets and good singers. Okay, I get it, you'll do everything you need to do. Meanwhile, we're just gonna sit here and check our watch and tap our fingers. They tell us that you're wonderful, mysterious, and great. Well, this feels like some eschatological blind date. Jesus, where the hell are you? And what in the hell is taking so long? We're here now, we're patiently waiting. We're patiently waiting. We're patiently waiting. Still patiently waiting. We're all trying to look busy. And we're patiently waiting, pretending that we all get along. Everybody at home, amen.
That was funny.
Oh, you're very kind.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for that.
David Stoddard here on Hunter at Sunrise. So let's talk about your show, because we want to get that in before this is over. And tell us about the show that's coming up here in a few days.
Carl Wern and I are playing at Victorian Station Thursday night, and it starts at 7 on the 27th. So those of you at home with your pens, kids, you can go ahead and write this. Grab a Sharpie, write it right on the dining room table. You can go ahead and do that. Victorian
Don't write
Station.
On the wall, because no. Your mother won't like that.
Grab that church key. Carve it into the wall, folks. 7 p.m. Thursday, June 27th. Carl Wern, my friend, and I. And I have not seen Carl in a number of years, so this is going to be so, so fun. Thursday night.
I can tell you right now, he is excited. Because we were talking about this Wednesday night when I was at his open mic. So
it's going to be great.
He is, in fact, we did, he and I together, did a song of yours.
Really?
Yeah, during the open mic.
Nice.
I didn't know the words, but I tried as hard as I could. And I think it was okay. I think my wife listened, so it must have been okay.
Denise is like, yeah, it was fine. It was fine.
Yeah. So we did one of your songs, and it was great. Cool. I think it had something to do with home.
Oh, I know exactly the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And it gets me in a little trouble.
Why?
I think because it comes across as being a little irascible. It doesn't offer any solutions.
Oh, okay.
There's no hope and there's no balance.
Isn't that like most songs, though?
I hope so. I mean, I've been listening recently. I get picked on. I started walking the treadmill in order to keep myself in a little better shape, and my workout music of choice has been Randy Newman.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
And there's one album in particular that I cannot stop listening to. It's my favorite album, and maybe one of the best albums ever made, and it's his 1999 album called Bad Love, and it's there's so much going on there, and there's such darkness.
Oh, yeah.
And he's so brilliant, and I like to think of songs as sort of a snapshot of an emotion, and if you're feeling hopeless and you want that song to be hopeless, don't put any hope in it. It sort of dilutes the whole thing.
That's
right?
True. It's what it's all about.
That's right.
It's what it's all about. I've seen Randy Newman, and he is the most interesting artist I think I've ever seen.
I was listening to his latest thing, and he gets away with a lot of stuff that normal people would not get
away
with.
Exactly. It's true. It's very true. Some of the stuff that he's come up with has been very controversial, but it never gets much controversy.
I was listening to this song that he did recently called Korean Parents for Sale.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard that.
And I stopped and almost fell off the treadmill looking at my phone going, what? What did he just say? And that's exactly right. And I think he's sort of in a perfect artistic world. There's ways to approach things that it's going to be fine. We're all going to be okay. And
right.
And Randy Newman is just one of those. One
That's
of those
for sure.
Great artist. That
he's a genius.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll say this real quick. I watched the movie The Natural.
Okay.
Because he did the music to it. And it is the most amazing music to a baseball baseball.
There was baseball a TV movie. Show back in the early to mid 80s. It predated Glee by any number of years.
Right.
And a generation or more, and it was a cop show, and it was called Cop Rock.
And I think I remember that show.
And it didn't last very long.
No.
People did not care for this show. But I will tell you, Randy Newman wrote all the music. And you can watch it now on YouTube. And you go back and you go, this is pretty cool. I watched some episodes of it recently. And it's pretty cool.
It featured cops and they suddenly broke out singing.
Yeah, there's a court scene and they all were doing, they became a big production number.
It was really wild.
It was very Glee-ish, I mean, if you will. It's just like Glee. I don't know why it didn't catch on. It was a generation ahead of its time. And Randy Newman wrote all the music, so you should check
it out. Interesting. I'll have to check that out. I didn't know about the part about him writing the music.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
All right. We're talking with David Stoddard here on Under at Sunrise. What else would you like to play for us here? We got time, I believe, for one more song.
Well, I think I'm going to play that song that Carl played.
Oh.
And you played. And Carl does a verse that I don't know. I'm apologizing for that offhand. And I should apologize for the last song as well. So thank you, and I'm sorry. So anyway, this is the song that you will probably hear this song. So Carl and I can play this one together on Thursday night when we play at Victorian Station, a.k.a. Big Pink. Those of you who are in the listening audience may know Big Pink Music. It takes place at Victorian Station.
And that's in Phoebus up in Hampton.
Okay.
Just so people don't know where it is.
Right. Come for dinner.
Yep.
Grab a table. There's food there. It's going to be just a lovely evening. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Well, David Stoddard here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Well, I live in this nondescript small little town where the sun comes up and then the sun goes down. We got McDonald's and a Walmart, but no more downtown. And I guess that you've probably been there. where everything's franchised. Serving sells for 5 pennies less. That stuff flies off the shelves. Now everything here's just like everywhere else. So I guess that you've probably been there. Yeah, you've probably been to my town. My town, my town. Where we're all out of shape, 'cause we don't go outside, but we all have 3 cars from which to decide. Why should you walk a block when you can ride? And I guess that you've probably been there. And with satellite, oh, you can get so much TV. What does it matter that there's nothing to see? Plus, we just pirate the neighbors, and so we get it all for free. And I guess that you've probably been there. Yeah, you've probably been to my town. My town. My town. Talk about high school as if we're still there, but it's been 30 years and we seem unaware. And if we learn something, we don't remember or care. And I guess that you've probably been there. We don't trust anyone who's not from here. All the locals supply all our cocaine and beer, and anyone different is probably queer. And I guess that you've probably been there. Yeah, you've probably been to my town. My town. My town.
Yeah. David Stoddard here on Hunter at Sunrise. And you're right, David. There's no hope in that song. Absolutely no hope.
There's no hope.
There's no hope.
Let's not write a song about the Titanic in which everybody lives. It'll be great.
And I've probably been to your town, think of it.
That's kind of the thing. You know, you do something and then suddenly, this is about everyone's town. You
right.
Know, it's not about my town. It's about who we are. It's about everybody. And that's kind of, I think you find something that, in my case, sometimes is a little irritating, or you find ironic, or you find odd.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to make something that is universal about it, because we all have that experience.
Yeah. David Stoddard here on Hunter at Sunrise. And again, you're going to be playing with Carl Wern this Thursday night, right? At the Big Pink, which is Victorian Station in Phoebus. It sounds like it's going to be a great night of music. I really enjoy your songs. It's great. Do you have any records that people can purchase?
I certainly do. It's you can find them all at my website, davidstoddardmusic.com, and there's a link on there, and you can either buy individual songs if you like them, or you can buy whole records if you like them. And if I live near you, I will deliver them personally. But otherwise, I'll just put them in the mail. I find that if you want to support independent music, instead of buying from iTunes or Amazon, which you can certainly do, or stream on Spotify, you can, if you want to buy directly from the artist, that's the beauty of this. That is absolutely the beauty of this music, is that it is still, these are real people, and you can still get a hold of them.
Yeah.
And so davidstoddardmusic.com, if you'd like these songs, you can certainly go pick them up there.
It's one great thing about the internet is that it's allowed you to, you know, partake of a lot of different types of music in your own way.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thanks so much for doing this today. I really appreciate it.
Well, I can't tell you how much I appreciate you being here. It's really, really nice to meet you, Hunter and Denise. It's really great to be here and hang with you guys and have some great conversation.